SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The suspect in the latest assassination attempt on President Trump is due in court later today in Washington. In an anti-Trump manifesto allegedly written by 31-year-old Cole Allen, the writer labels himself a friendly federal assassin. President Trump says all the signs of a troubled mind were there before the gunman opened fire outside a White House media dinner in the Washington Hilton.
He's got some big problems with the rest of his life, but it's very, very bad, very bad situation. But his family knew that he had difficulty. His family seemed to be, I think they spent a lot of time with his family. His family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is a teacher who hails from Torrance, California. House lawmakers could take a vote today on a bipartisan funding package, fully funding the Department of Homeland Security, thereby ending a long-running partial government shutdown. He's changing the light from red to green, from stop to go. A GOP senator who was holding up the president's pick to lead the Federal Reserve is set to move ahead with confirmation.
Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina announced over the weekend that he's dropping his opposition now that the Justice Department ended its investigation of current Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Tillis objected to that investigation, calling it a vindictive prosecution, and he effectively blocked confirmation of Kevin Warsh. But the North Carolina Republican told NBC's Meet the Press he's ready to move on with the confirmation of Warsh. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least two deaths are blamed on a severe tornado-producing storm that slammed northern Texas last night. Many homes suffer major damage. Parts of Oklahoma battered as well by a tornado. Wall Street, Dow futures down 70 points. This is SRN News. Why do people listen to Christian radio?
The number one reason that Americans give for tuning in to their local religious broadcaster is because the programming provides spiritual encouragement. That's the word from the Pew Research Center, which reports that the second most common reason people listen to Christian radio is because they find it calms them down. Pretty important in a chaotic world. The poll also finds Americans value religious broadcasting for its life advice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two people are under arrest in an alleged plot to attack a Texas synagogue. One court document says it appeared they planned to drive through the congregation to kill as many Jews as possible. Congregation Beth Israel is the oldest Jewish house of worship in Texas. It was founded in the 1850s. Also operates a school going up to fifth grade. The arrests follow an attack on a Detroit area synagogue that occurred just last month. This is SRN News. Getting to the bottom of the deaths of dozens of sloths in Florida. There is a new report.
Disease and cold weather killed nearly 30 of them at an import warehouse in 2024 and 25. Wildlife facility called Sanctuary World Imports in Orlando ordered 21 of the creatures from Guyana. They died after overnight temps in the warehouse fell to 46 degrees. The business then ordered another 10 from Peru. Two of them were dead when they arrived. The other eight died to what the report calls poor health issues. Jason Walker reporting.
Roughly 20,000 seafarers on hundreds of vessels are stuck in the Persian Gulf, unable to cross the Strait of Hormuz, remains effectively shut down by Iran. Some crews stranded in the Gulf for about 8 weeks now, running short on food and water. More details, SRNNews.com.